USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is keeping close tabs on Tropical Storm Ida.
We've got a million people in Louisiana without power, and some folks are still dealing with the storm surge and flash flooding. And there are roads that are impassable due to debris and down power lines.
Biden hosting a virtual White House meeting with governors and mayors in affected states and saying the federal government is fully on the case. The United States Department of Education is investigating five states for banning mask mandates in schools. The states are South Carolina, Iowa, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Utah. The department wants to know if statewide prohibitions on indoor masking discriminates against students with disabilities who are at heightened risk for severe illness from COVID. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Fewer Americans are signing contracts to buy homes. The National Association of Realtors saying pending home sales dropped by 1.8% in July. The group's chief economist calling it a sign the market may be starting to cool slightly. Meantime, the median price of an existing home jumped 18% in July. A new poll is out regarding troop withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The majority of Americans believe that U.S. forces should remain in Afghanistan until all Americans and Afghan allies can be evacuated out. The ABC News Ipsos poll found that 84% of respondents want the U.S. to stay until all American citizens can be evacuated, with 71% saying that we should stay until we get all of those Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country. Far fewer respondents approved of President Biden's handling of the overall situation in Afghanistan. Only 38% said they approved of how the withdrawal was being handled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The rapidly spreading Caldor fire is forcing more people to flee their homes in Northern California. Emergency officials saying all of South Lake Tahoe Basin is on evacuation warning. Patients at the Barton Memorial Hospital in South Lake Tahoe are being evacuated. The Caldor fire has burned more than 177,000 acres with just 14% containment. Cal Fire saying nearly 20,000 structures are threatened. The Pentagon is continuing to assist those in Afghanistan and along the Gulf Coast.
The Pentagon airlift evacuations continue in Afghanistan with a 3:30 p.m. Eastern deadline on Tuesday. The Pentagon is also aiding the people of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi with relief efforts from the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Joint Staff Deputy Director Major General Hank Taylor gives us details Monday morning.
On the Gulf Coast with Hurricane Ida, NORTHCOM, as of this morning, in coordination with FEMA and our National Guard, has activated more than 5,200 personnel in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and Alabama in response to the hurricane. They bring a variety of assets, including high water vehicles, rotary lift, and other transportation capability to support recovery efforts. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is operational in New Orleans and is assessing the storm's impact. DOD stands ready to assist as requested by FEMA.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.